The crudely built cart lurched and bounced over the rough coralite terrain, its iron wheels hitting every bump and pit in what passed for a road. The cart was being pulled by a tiers, its breath snorting puffs in the chill air. It took one man to lead the stubborn and unpredictable bird, while four more, stationed on either side of the vehicle, pushed and shoved the cart along. A small crowd, garnered from the outlying farms, had gathered in front of Yireni prison, planning to escort the cart and its shameful burden to the city walls of Kitlith. There, a much larger crowd awaited the cart's arrival. Dayside was ending. The glitter of the firmament began to fade as the lords of night slowly drew the shadow of their cloaks over the afternoon stars. Night's gloom was fitting for this procession. The country folk, for the most part, kept their distance from the cart. They did this not out of fear of the tiers, although those huge birds had been known to suddenly turn and take a vicious snap at anyone approaching them from their blindside, but out of fear of the cart's occupant. The prisoner was bound around the wrists by taut leather thongs attached to the sides of the cart, and his feet were manacled with heavy chains. Several sharp-eyed bowmen marched beside the cart, their feathered shafts knocked and ready to be let loose straight at the felon's heart if he so much as twitched the wrong way. But such precautions did not appear to offer the cart's followers much comfort. They kept their gaze, dark and watchful, fixed on the man inside as they trudged along behind at a respectful distance that markedly increased when the man turned his head. If they'd had a demon from Herika chained up in that cart, the local farmers could not have gazed on it with any greater fear or awe. The man's appearance alone was striking enough to arrest the eye and send a shiver over the skin. His age was indeterminate, for he was one of those men whom life has aged beyond cycles. His hair was black without a touch of gray, sleeked back from a high, sloping forehead. It was worn braided at the nape of his neck. A jutting nose, like the beak of a hawk, thrust forward from between dark and overhanging brows. His beard was black and worn in two thin, short braids twisted beneath a strong chin. His black eyes, sunken into high cheekbones, almost disappeared in the shadows of the overhanging brows. Almost, but not quite. For no darkness in this world, it seemed, could quench the flame that smoldered in those depths. The prisoner was of medium height, his body bare to the waist and marked all over with gashes and bruises, for he had fought like a devil to avoid his capture. Three of the sheriff's boldest men lay in their beds this day and would probably lie there for a week recovering. The man was lean and sinewy, his movements graceful and silent and swift. One might say, from looking at him, that here was a man born and bred to walk in the company of night. It amused the prisoner to see the peasants fall back when he glanced around at them. He took to looking behind him often, much to the discomfiture of the bowmen, who were constantly lifting their shafts, their fingers twitching nervously, their gazes darting for instructions at their leader, a solemn-faced young sheriff. Despite the chill of the fall evening, the sheriff was sweating profusely, and his face brightened visibly when the coralite walls of Kaelith came in sight. Kaelith was small in comparison with the other two cities on Dandrak Isle. Its ill-kept houses and shops barely covered a square menka. In the very center stood an ancient fortress whose tall towers were catching the last light of the sun. The keep was constructed of rare and precious blocks of granite. In this day, no one remembered how it was built or who had built it. Its past history had been obscured by the present, by the wars that had been fought for its possession. Guards pushed open the city gates and motioned the cart forward. Unfortunately, the tiers took exception to a ragged cheer that greeted the cart's arrival in Kaelith and came to a dead stop. The recalcitrant bird was alternately threatened and coaxed by its handler until it began moving again, and the cart trundled through the opening in the wall onto a smoothed coralite street known grandiosely as King's Highway. No king in anyone's memory had ever set foot on the place.